ננסה במהלך הדברים, בעזרת השם, מעט לעסוק בסוגיה של יום הזיכרון ויום העצמאות. In the first paragraph, in front of us, we find in Tehillim, I'm sorry, the person what prepares the מראה מקומות make many mistakes in this few pages, and I will try in the shiur to say what supposed to be to stay in this page. In the first paragraph, in the end of Kapitel Kuf Zayin in Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us, "Iru Yisharim v'yismachu v'chol avla kafza piya." And the main posuk, what we need, what is missed, is the last posuk. "Mi chacham v'yishmor ele v'yitbonenu chasdei Hashem." "Mi chacham v'yishmor ele v'yitbonenu chasdei Hashem." Who is a smart person? What know to save the special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him, if he know להתבונן בחסדי השם. The word להתבונן in Hebrew, only in Hebrew, in לשון הקודש, have other three similar words: לראות, להביט, להסתכל, and להתבונן. לראות in Hebrew is mean to find something new. להביט is to continue to watch what we find. This exactly the posuk in Megillat Echa in the second paragraph. The posuk say, ראה השם והביטה. ראה השם, קדוש ברוך הוא, please come and look what going here, and don't leave us. Continue to watch what you see. Is לראות is to find something new. להביט, to continue to watch what we find. להסתכל is to look of the details. The משנה say in מסכת אבות in the third paragraph, עקביה בן מהלל אומר, הסתכל בשלושה דברים, והיא אתה בא לידי העבירה. להסתכל is mean to watch the details. אז קם דוד המלך and tells us, מי חכם וישמור אלה? Who is a smart person what know to watch and to keep and to save the special gift what הקדוש ברוך הוא give him? Is person what know להתבונן בחסדי השם. It's not enough to look, to see, לראות, להביט, להסתכל. We need להתבונן. להתבונן is mean to combine the details with the big picture. The big picture with the details. From this reason, the day what we have right perspective about what happened, the day what we can combine details with big picture is Shabbat. All the week we deal with a lot of details. Everyone have his list what he need to do in the week. Shabbat, this is the day what we can combine details with big picture. From this reason, every special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to us, Am Yisrael, he gives the gift in Shabbat, or the name of the day is Shabbat. First, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim take place Thursday. But when the Torah tells us about the day of Yetziat Mitzrayim, what the Torah say, וספרתם לכם ממוחרת השבת. יציאת מצרים, the title of the day is שבת. קבלת התורה take place in שבת. Every Shabbos morning, in תפילת שחרית, we say, ישמח משה במתנת חלקו, ושני לוחות אבנים הוריד בידו, Why we say this in Shabbos morning? Because this is exactly the time what we accept the Torah in Shabbat. We land in Eretz Israel. First time in our history with Yehoshua ben Nun. And we take Yericho, the first city. Take place when? In Shabbat. Chazal says the four paragraph, לפי שהיה יום שבת, אותו יום שכבשו את יריחו. שבת. Moreover, May 15, 1948, A.B.E.R. תפשין חט, take place Friday night, midnight. The time when the Britain leave Eretz Israel. Again, Shabbat. Why? Because every gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to us, He really want, we will have the right perspective to save this gift. Is what shows this to us is the day what we get the gift is Shabbat. Why? To tell us, you want to keep, you want to have this special gift for good, what we need to do is להתבונן בחסדי השם. To have the right perspective. To combine the details, what we're going to see, with the big picture. And not to divide between them. From this reason, because we stay close to Yom HaZikaron tonight, and Yom HaTzmaut day after, I would like a little bit together to learn this sugya, to see one perspective what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for us to understand and to see how it's relevant for us. And we will start step by step and we will see Be'ezrat Hashem something pil-a plain. The Torah tells us החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים ראשון הוא לכם לחודשי השנה. We talk about חודש ניסן. This is the first month in our calendar. החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. Comes the Ramban and explains this pasuk in paragraph 4 from the sixth line. A paragraph 5, 6 lines from the beginning. והטעם, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים, שימנו אותו ישראל חודש הראשון, וממנו ימנו כל החודשים, שני ושלישי, עד תשלום השנה, ב-12 חודש. כדי שיהיה זה זיכרון בנס הגדול, כי בכל עת שנזכיר החודשים, יהיה הנס נזכר. ועל כן, אין לחודשים שם בתורה, אלא החודש השלישי, החודש השביעי. Ramban teach us, we have מצווה מהתורה, not to give names to the months on the year. Only numbers. החודש הראשון, החודש השלישי, החודש העשירי. Why? All the time you will remember the first months. יציאת מצרים. החודש העשירי ליציאת מצרים. החמישי ליציאת מצרים. And this הלכה, this מצווה, Ramban continue and say to us, take place until חורבן הבית. בית ראשון. When הקדוש ברוך הוא decide to destroy the first בית המקדש, and we move to Babel, and we stay in Babel 70 years, after the 70 years when we return from Babel, we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us permission to return back to Eretz Yisrael, we bring with us the names of the months what we learn and we have in Babel. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, etc. what we have today. But until Churban Bayit Rishon, we have mitzvah not to give names, only numbers. Months after months, exactly what we do every day in Shir Shel Yom, we say, Ayom Yom Rishon, בשבת, שני בשבת, and this help us every day in the week to remember the goal of the week is שבת. עד כאן דברי הרמב"ן. You can look inside later and find word by word what I said. Now, twice before Churban HaBayit, we find in the Tanakh names of months. One, in paragraph 6, ויהי ב-80 שנה ו-400 שנה לצאת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, בשנה הרביעית, בחודש, please you can put line, בחודש זיו, הוא החודש השני למלוך שלמה על ישראל, ויבן הבית להשם. שלמה המלך start to build בית המקדש in חודש זיו. חודש זיו is החודש השני, the second month. By us, the name of this month is Iyar, but שלמה gives special name to the second month, חודש זיו. And again, we find this, when שלמה המלך end to build בית המקדש in paragraph 7, we not have this פסוק in front of us, he end to build בית המקדש in the 7 months, this is ירח האיתנים. And the question is, if the Torah tells us clearly, we not allow to give names to any months, because we need to remember all the times, the months of Yitziat Mitzrayim, why שלמה המלך broke the rule and give names to 2 months. The second month he give name Iyar, what Bayas is Iyar, he give name Ziv, and the 7 months, what is Bayas Tishrei, he gives the name Eitanim. Why שלמה המלך broke the rule not to give name to any months? The answer is Ziv in Hebrew is not only light. Ziv, the translation of the word Ziv, is light what come from the nature. What is mean? Every day, in the end of the tefillah, we say, in Uva Letzion, in paragraph 8, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, Melocho La'aretz Kvodo. And we explain why we have 3 times Kadosh Kadosh. One is Kaddish Bishmei Meroma. 2 is Kaddish Al-Ara. 3 is Kaddish Le'alam U'le'almei Olmaya. This is explanation why we have 3 times Kadosh Kadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh in 3 different places. Now, the translation of the end, Melocho La'aretz Kvodo, what kind of translation is? Malia Kol Ara, in the end of paragraph 8, מליה כל הרע, זיו עיקרי. זיו is mean light, what come from the nature. We know, אלוהים בגימטריה, הטבע. מלוך כל הארץ כבודו, מלוך כל הארץ, we don't talk about שמיים, we talk about here. What is מלוך כל הארץ כבודו? What is real כבוד השם? Light, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what come from the nature. This is Ziv. The day in the week, what we really, sometimes, not every time, sometimes we can feel light what come from the nature, is Shabbat. Ima can make great fish and chont and meat in the week, but is not same taste in Shabbos. Why? I don't have any explanation, but it's difference. It's difference. Also, sometimes, if we have great opportunity, we really feel Shabbos is not only day for rest. It's not only weekend, end of the week. Shabbos have special light. From this reason, Pilei Pleim, every day in Beit HaMikdash, we have Shir Shel Yom, what we say in the end of the tefillah. Exactly same in Shabbos. Mizmor shir liyom ha-Shabbat. But in Shabbat, because we have extra korban, korban musaf, the Levim song with korban musaf, not mizmor shir liyom ha-Shabbat, what's the song in Tamid Shel Shachar, other song, What kind of songs? The Gemara tells us in paragraph 9, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, במוספי דשבתא, מה היו אומרים? במוספי דשבתא, אמר רב ענן בר רבה, אמר רב, עזיב לך. What is mean עזיב לך? תוספות explain in paragraph 10, עזיב לך, we divide פרשת האזינו to 7 parts, and the first letter by every part give us the two word עזיב לך. We can look inside. A, האזינו השמיים והדבר, תשמע ארצים רעיפי, etc. etc. Z, זכור ימות עולם בין משנות דור ודור. Y, ירכיבהו במותי ארץ. V, היה ראשית לו, etc. This make the two word עזיב לך. Y, חזל picked this פרשה for the לוויים to song in Shabbat. Because Shabbat, this is time what we have opportunity to see light what comes from the nature. This is Shabbat. As an example, everybody know Moshe Rabbeinu one time when he stayed with Am Israel, special light come from his face. Ki karan or pnei Moshe. Ki karan or pnei Moshe. What does mean karan or pnei Moshe? What exactly happened? Is Onkelus explain, people recognize light come from his face. Ki karan or pnei Moshe, Onkelus explain, ziv come from his face. We really see normal person in front of us, but with special light in his face. Is now we understand the explanation of the word ziv is light what come from the nature. Shlomo HaMelech want to keep Geulat Mitzrayim for good and forever. We leave Egypt 400 years before, a little bit more, before Shlomo HaMelech decided to build Bet HaMikdash. Long time ago. And Shlomo HaMelech really want to keep this Geulah for good. He decided to build Bet HaMikdash, what his father cannot. And what does mean Bet HaMikdash? Bet HaMikdash is place what anyone who travel to Bet HaMikdash immediately, black on white, see light come from the nature. The 10 miracles what happened 24/7 in Bet HaMikdash show to everyone this is abnormal place. It's place here in this world, but it's abnormal. And Shlomo HaMelech want this because through this we can understand our mission. We can understand what we need to do in our life. To have normal life, everyone in his field, everyone in his area, but to bring Kvod Shamayim, to see the light of Hashem from everything in our daily life. This is the reason why he broke the rule and he gave special name to the months what he decided to start to build Bet HaMikdash. And what is the special name? Ziv. Light come from the nature. Why he give this name? Why he decide to build Bet HaMikdash in this month? Because Yetziat Mitzrayim was in Chodesh Nisan. Full with miracles. Miracle after miracle. Miracles is not normal life. Miracles is only to wake us up. Miracle is only to help us to have normal life with right balance. Is after full months with miracles, we need simple months with not any miracle. And we need to show we deserve the credit of all the miracles what we have months ago. After we show this, we can move to the next month, the third month, Sivan, to accept the Torah and to come partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this including in the mazalot of the 3 months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. The mazal of Chodesh Nisan is Tale, Lem. Tale, the shepherd, lead the lambs. They cannot walk by himself. They need some to lead them. This is exactly what happened to us in Chodesh Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us, make for us miracles, change the nature for us, help us to change our status. Now, Iyar. The mazal of Chodesh Iyar is shor, ox. Ox is animal with present. Ox is animal what walk and do a lot by himself. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for us in this month. To show we deserve the miracles. Sivan, the mazal of Sivan is teomim, twins, partnership. After we show we deserve the miracles, after we show we ready to accept all these miracles, we come completely full partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He need us exactly same. We need him. Atem edai ni'um Hashem. I cannot come king if you not help me to keep my kingdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us. This is the reason why Shlomo pick this month to start to build Beit HaMikdash, and he give to this month the name Ziv to show us what we need to do in our life. How much we can, everyone in his field, to bring and to show the light what comes from the nature. Now, twice in this month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also broke the rule. And he make miracles for us. And he change the nature for us. One is A.B. Yar, the day of the independent Yom HaAtzmaut. Two is Kafchet B'Iyar, the 6-day war and the day what we get back Yerushalayim and many other places in Eretz Yisrael. Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself Berov Rachamav broke his rule and show us miracles twice in this month. And really what he want for us through these miracles, what he make specifically in this month, is not by mistake. Okay, it's happened in the Iyar because the Arab decide to fight against us and the UN vote and say this May 15, 1948, the British soldier would look in the calendar and say this is a good time, 15 in the month, maybe get the salary in this day, I don't know why, to decide to finish the time of the Britain in Eretz Israel and we move back to England. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop his finger May 15. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide we will return to Yerushalayim in Iyar. It's not the mikre. And this to, on one hand, to give us gift and same time to teach us and to ask from us and to look for, to see how we know to say this gift. And really, how we can save this gift? Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, how we can save this special gift, what we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it's not a question. This is days, what we need, 100%, not any effect to celebrate, and to appreciate Chasdei Hashem. No question about this. But how we can save these days? To understand this, I would like to learn together few prakim briefly in the time what we have in Sefer Shoftim. In paragraph 11, the famous story about Shimshon, Shimshon HaGibor. The psukim in front of us teach us paragraph 11, ויוסיפו בני ישראל לעשות הרע בעיני השם. ויתנם השם ביד פלישתים 40 שנה. פלישתים, controllers, 40 years. ואיש אחד מצורה ממשפחת עדני, ושמו מנוח, ואשתו עקרה ולא ילד. His wife don't have children many, many years. What happened? וירא מלאך השם אל האישה ויאמר אליה, הננה את הקרה ולא ילדת, וארית וילדת בן. הננה את הקרה ולא ילדת, what does mean הקרה ולא ילדת? She knows she's a קרה. She don't have children, so many years, she knows she cannot have children. Why the מלאך השם me to say this again? And the end, וילדת בן. And now the instruction is, ואתה ישמרינה, ואל תשתי יין ושחר, ואל תאכלי כל תמה, כי הינך ערה, ויולדת בן, ומורה לא יעלה על ראשו. כי נזיר אלוהים יהיה הנער מן הבטן, והוא יחל להושיע את ישראל מיד פלישתים. This baby will come נזיר, need to stay far from wine, or everything what come from wine. Grape and wine. I don't understand. Why is necessary to tell us the mother of Shimshon don't have children? Why is the apostle cannot say now she is pregnant again? For pregnancy 5, 10, and Malach Hashem come and say in this pregnant you need to watch yourself from wine. From grape or everything come from grape. Because the baby, what you will have, he will come baby boy and he will lead Am Yisrael. And this is the instruction what I need to tell you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it important to tell us she not have children so many years? Moreover, Shimshon born. Paragraph 12. Ve'eret Shimshon timnata ve'yar isha betimnata mibnot plishtim. He find an Jewish girl. Ve'yal ve'yaged le'aviv u'le'imo ויאמר אישה ראיתי בתמנתה מבנות פלישתים. I find nice girl from not פלישתים. ואתה אותה ואתה קחו אותה לי לאישה. I want to marry this girl. ואמרו לו אבי ואמו, האם בבנות אחיך ובכל עמי אישה, כי אתה הולך לקחת אישה מפלישתים, הערלים? What happened to you, שמשון? You not find Jewish woman? Girl, you need to marry with Goya? Intermarriage. ויאמר שמשון אל אביו, אותה קח לי, כי היא ישרה בעיניי. In other language, אם אבא, you don't want to come to my wedding, don't come. I go to marry this Goya anyway. שמשון, unbelievable. פסוק ד', ואבי ואמו לא ידעו, כי מי השם היא? Again, מי השם? What, הקדוש ברוך הוא, really, he will marry un-Jewish woman? Un-Jewish girl? Unbelievable. כי טוענה הוא מבקש מפלישתים, ובעת ההיא, again, פלישתים מושלים בישראל. פלישתים control us. Very interesting. Fine. The parents decide not to fight with Shimshon, they go to talk to the parents of the girl. What happened? וירד שמשון ואביו ואימו תמנתה ויבואו עד כרמי תמנתה. In the way to talk to the parents of the girl, they need to cross קרן, בימין. שמשון cannot walk to this place because they need to stay far away from grape and wine. He go around. והנה כפיר הריות שואג לקראתו. ותצלח עליו רוח השם וישסהו כשסה הגדי ומאומה אין בידו, ולא יגיד לאביו ולאמו את אשר עשה. He ripped the line easily, and he don't say one word to his parents. Fine, we'll continue. They decide when the wedding will take place. Fine, the time take place. Again, Shimshon with his parents go back to Plishtim, to the wedding. The parents take the shortcut through the vineyard. Shimshon cannot walk in. He need to go what? Around. He go around and he go to check what left over from the line. What? What do you mean what left over from the line? After few months, what can left over? Few bones? Definitely the city takes this body to the garbage because it's danger. It's not healthy. Why go to check? He go to check and he find honey. He eat from this honey. He come to his parents and say to them, Ima Abba, this is very healthy, eat a little bit. He gives them to eat from this honey. Fine, the wedding takes place. His wife from Plishtim bring all the chevre, what she have, to the wedding. In the night of the wedding, Shimshon asks them question and tells them, if you will give me answer, I will give to every one of you brand new suit. They ask him, okay, what is your question? And he say, in front of us, paragraph 12, pasuk yudaled, vayomer lahem, miyaochel yatsa maachal. Something what eat, somebody else, is mean from the line, come food. What is mean? The honey. Umiaz, the line is very strong animal, yatsa matok. Is mean? The honey. Fine, give me explanation of this question. They don't have any answer. They put a lot of pressure on his wife. Shimshon knows this very well. He waits until the last day of the Sheva Brachot. This is the deadline to give the answer. Few hours before the deadline, he says the answer to his wife. She immediately runs and says this to Anshei Plishtim. And they give him the answer. He don't say one word. He fills the promise, he gives to every one of them one suit. Fine, the Sheva Brachos is over. He says to his wife, I have a business trip for a week or 10 days. I will come back. She said, okay. He leaves the house and he returns after a few months. He returns after a few months. He finds his wife married to somebody else. And his father-in-law said to him, don't worry, this is our system. We see, you're not here, she married to somebody else, but she have a young gay sister, more pretty, marry the young sister. He feel very angry. He take 300 fucks and he burn all the field of Plishtim. Plishtim come very upset. They prepare to fight against Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael so scared. They say to Shimshon, look what kind of mess you make to us. He said to them, no problem. Send me to Plishtim. And it's okay, I will pay the price. They send them to Plishtim, they come to attack them, he take peace from donkey, and he kill 1,000 people in one shot. After this, he feel very tired, he almost go to die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu make for him special miracle, he give him water in the desert what he stay, and he stay alive. Atkan. We know this story from the preschool, I'm sure. I don't understand. You want to marry Goya? Why we need the lion, the fox, the donkey? The answer is very clear. Plishtim is not nation. Plishtim is group of terrorists. The psukim says this clearly. Plishtim have sarnei plishtim. Again, we learn Tanakh. We not learn anything else. Only the psukim in front of us. Plishtim have leaders. Every leader, he lead group of Plishtim. When we fight nation against nation, we go to war against other nation. We know war is war, war have beginning, and one day the war is over. But when the fight is against group of terrorists, this war don't have end. Why? Because when we kill one group, new group take place. And as the group in other place. 40 shana, Plishtim moshlim beYisrael. Plishtim control us 40 years. Now, we find great lady, the mother of Shimshon. She not have children. Many other women in the Tanakh don't have children. But every woman in the Tanakh, when she not have children, she pray days and night for children, except the mother of Shimshon. She decide it's not necessary for me to have children. Why? Fine, I will have child. I will be so happy. He will growing. Few months after, year after, 2 years after, the Plishtim will kill him. Because we cannot stay against this kind of war, against terror of Plishtim. What is more said? Not to have children? Or after many years to have child, and this child will die? Why need this kind of pain? This is one woman in all the Tanakh. What she not pray for children. Come Alach Hashem and say to Mother of Shimshon, you Akara, is mean, we know you not pray for children. You know what is your reason, but now you will come pregnant and this baby boy what you will have, he will lead Am Israel and he will change all the condition. When she heard this, what name she gave him? Shimshon. Because in Shimshon, we have also other word, Shemesh. New light, new beginning. He will bring light to Am Israel after 40 years of darkness. And Shimshon going, you know exactly his mission. One day, he want to know if his parents still involved in his growing, or from this moment, he need to do everything by himself. How he can check this? When he say to his parents, I want to marry a Jewish woman. And if they will understand, he really don't want to do this, he really only want to know the nature of the Plishtim. And to know the nature of the Plishtim, if he can trust them, if he can talk to them, he can know only if he come part of them. And the way to come part of them, he will make some wedding with Plishtit. He will marry Plishtit. Not Chas v'Chalila, I want to intermarriage, only to learn the nature and to know what is the way to fight against Plishtim. The parents say to him, what do you do? They feel very upset. You know, from this moment, they out from the picture. And he say, Ima Abba, anyway I go to marry. Fine. The day of the marriage, he raised his question. This question, no one in the world can give answer. No chance. He want to know if he can trust his wife and he can trust the Plishtim. He raised a question with very high price. Everyone will get special new suit, what he promised to them. No one can give the answer. And they put pressure on his wife. He wait to the last few hours when the deadline takes place. He gives the answer to his wife and he want to see if he can trust his wife what he married this wife a week ago. And he recognized he cannot trust his wife and he cannot trust also the Plishtim, the alliance. He cannot talk to any one of them. But he wants to know how much he cannot trust his wife. He said to his wife, I go for a business trip for a week, 10 days. And he have a delay of 3 months. And when he returned, he recognized she is married somebody else. He recognized he cannot trust any one of Plishtim completely. When he knows this clearly, from this moment, he know he need to fight against them. He cannot trust them. It's difficult to negotiate with them and to show them we weak because they take this opportunity, the Plishtim, and try to make the situation more and more worse. Now, when he starts to fight against them, in the same system, he takes his 300 facts, he burns all the Plishtim, all the food of Plishtim, and also he take donkey and he kill 1,000 people in abnormal way. Abnormal way. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring him fax, 300 fax and donkey? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Shimshon, you ripped the line, you smart man. You go to check this line a few months after. Why? Because you know you're not Superman. You know I make miracle to you. And you want to know exactly what I want for you. And 3 months after, when you go to check what left over from this line, you find honey. You understand you will make the life sweet for Am Israel. And this is the reason why you give to your parents to eat from this honey, because you want to tell them, you are the first people what start to enjoy from different time what will have sweetness in our life, Am Israel. You understand this very well. But now, Shimshon, I want to tell you something else. You can succeed and continue to succeed and to lead Am Israel and to change completely the situation only if you will learn the lesson what fox come and teach and donkey come and teach. Fox, his nature is all the time to return his face to the side. All the time. Don't look to the side. Look straight. Following after me. Donkey represent materialistiut, chumriut. You will come very strong. Not because you're strong, man. Because I give you special koach. When somebody comes very strong, he feels He's really strong. He can feel, he can make everything. Don't forget, you cannot do anything. I give you siyata dishmaya. I help you to do what you do. And don't feel because you're strong, you can decide what you want to do. If you will keep this rule, you will lead Am Israel to the end of the days. You know, Yaakov Avinu sings Shimshon is what? Mashiach. In Dan Nachash Alei Derech. And when he recognized he passed away, he said, wow, Shimshon passed away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishuatcha Kiviti Hashem. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Now look what happened. Chazal tells us, paragraph 14, Rabbi Omer, Shimshon, Tchilat Kilkulo Be'Aza. Shimshon start to lose his power in Aza. Why? Because what happened? In paragraph 15, Vayi Acharei Chen, ויהב אישה בנחל סורק ושמע דלילה. דלילה. Get the secret of Shimshon. דלילה, say to the Plishtim, if you make Erka to Shimshon, he will lose all his power. And she destroyed him. Shimshon forget. He have a lot of gvura, and he forget. To keep the gvura, we need to connect to the Gvura, Gdusha. Gvura must walk hand by hand with Gdusha. If not, the Gvura disappeared. What's the name of the woman who destroyed him? Dlila. Take the Daled from Dlila. What word we have in Hebrew? Laila. His mother gave him the name Shimshon because Shemesh. Because new beginning. And she make his life dark. Laila. And she destroyed him. We learn from this story between Shimshon and Plishtim. Gvura can take place, can stay for good and forever. Only if we connect Gdusha to Gvura. If we forget this, we start to come weak. And we see what can happen. And what happened. Now, we stay day before Yom HaZikaron. L'chayalei Tzal. And day after is Yom HaAtzmaut. Every time people ask if it's a good idea to connect Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaAtzmaut, maybe to divide between these 2 days. But Chazal come and say to us, black and white, is important to connect these 2 days together. Chazal say in the Pasuk, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, in paragraph 17, Mashal le'av ve'ben, she'ayu me'alchim baderech, father and son walk in the day, walk in the street, in the way. Ve'nityaga ben, it's a very long walk. And the ben, the son, almost give up. Amar le'av, eichani ha-medina. Abba, you told me about state, about medina. I don't see anything. Eichan ha-medina. Amar lo, bni, siman ze yeh biyadcha. My sign, I give you sign. And you will know through this sign, where is the medina. Im ra'ita bet kvarot lefanecha. If you see cemetery in front of you, Arei HaMedina Krova Lecha. Because after the cemetery, we walk to the city, we walk to the state. Kach amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Im ra'item et hatzarot shetakfu etchem, Be'ota sha atem nigalim. What is mean? What Chazal come and tells us? I don't know if I say this to you or not. I have opportunity to have in Bar Mitzvah few good months ago, the grandfather of the Bar Mitzvah boy stand up and say few words for his grandson. And he says this in a very interesting way. He say, my grandson, I want you will listen now my conversation between me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. If other people will listen, okay, but it's for you. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You know, I'm a survivor from the Holocaust. You saved my life. Every day, I not forget to appreciate this. Every day, I have my private Hallel, what I say to you. But every time when I say Hallel from the Siddur, and I say the Pasuk, Ki chilatzta nafshi mimavet, et eini midima, et ragli midechi, every time when I say this, I stuck in the Pasuk. I said this to you before, I don't remember. Maybe yes. No? Ki chilatzta nafshi mimavet, et eini midima, et ragli midechi, I stuck. Simple Pasuk in Hebrew. I don't understand why. Over 20 years, again and again, until one day afternoon, I understand. I remember when I stayed with my mother in Auschwitz, in the left side. Group of women, children, babies, in the right side, men, boys, and we know exactly what it means. The men, the boys can walk, we in the left side, only a few hours for life, everything goes to done. My mother hold my hand all the time. She almost don't talk to me. The eyes of my mother run all the time back and forth, back and forth. After 45 minutes, she told me, the Nazi don't watch you now. Now run quickly to the other side. And she pushed me to the other side. I don't have any opportunity to say one word. I find myself in the other side. The people make space for me and I stay between the people. Now I have double problem. One, I'm not tall enough. This is the reason why they put me in the left side. And what I do, I try to stay on my tiptoes, toes. Okay? Come. And my other problem is, I see my mother crying. And I cannot cry also, because the Nazi will catch me and he will kill me. You know, I come from the other side. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now I understand. Ki chilatzta nafshi mimavet. You save my life. How? Et eini midima. I am not crying what Ima, when Ima crying. The last few hours what I watch my Ima. Et ragli midechi. What I can stay 6 hours on my tiptoes and not to fall. And this make my size a little bit high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you, et alech lifnei Hashem be'aretzot ha'chaim. When he finish, I say to him, this is not only your miracle and your story. This represents us, Am Israel. All our generations, full with cemeteries. Auschwitz, Inquisition, all the wars in Eretz Israel in the last 59 years. We cry a lot. The Navi say to Ima, go, clean your face. And you can see far away. Mini kolech mibechi, ve'enayich midima, ve'shavu banim ligvulam. And also, all our life, we stay on our tiptoes. Because we look for to the next day. Now, this is what Chazal come and say to us. Im ra'ita bet ha'kvarot, simanu biyadcha. If you see cemetery, we close to the Medina. Complicated time, difficult time, is not reason to give up. Is not reason to feel, is not what we look for. Adirabah, everything can change. Why? Unbelievable. PLA playing. We finish tomorrow night. 59 years from the Yom HaAtzmaut. We walk into the 60 years of Medinat Israel. 60 in Hebrew, what letter is? Samech. Samech is only one letter in all alphabet, what is closed completely. Don't tell me Mem Sofit also, because Mem Sofit is extension of Mem. Mem is open. Letter what is closed completely is only Samech. Chazal come and tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world from Bereshit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim ve'et Haaretz, until Kivo Shavat Mikol Melachto Asher Bara Elokim La'asot, until the end of the creation, we not find one time the letter Samech. Unusual. We not find one time the letter Samech. Because Samech represent is closed, done. We cannot change. Kodesh Baruch Hu say, I create world, everything can change. Everything is open. Now is my challenge to make the right decision. How to keep everything open and growing. nothing is closed. In Mikra Bikurim, Ki Tavo El Haaretz, and we bring Bikurim. How much we bring Bikurim? One from 60. Why one from 60? Why not one from 40? Exactly how we bring Maasrot, or one from 50. Because from 60 represent 60 is circle what is closed. When I bring one, I broke the circle. I show everything is open. We walk into the 60 years of our independence, of our Yom HaTzmaut. This year come to show to us nothing is closed. In our end, we can change everything in a positive way, what we feel we need to change. This is our challenge, to bring Gdusha with Gvura in our life. This will change all the situation completely. To continue to look far, to continue to stay off our tiptoes, and to understand nothing is closed, will continue, and all these cemeteries will change. All these people who die, all the history will come back. This is only in our hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us gift. And He wants we will have this gift. And He will never will take this gift from us. Sometimes He make our time difficult because He wants to wake us up to do the right thing. If we will pick this challenge, if we will pick this mission to bring more Kedusha in our life and to understand every Gvura, today we see this clearly. Today is no question. We try everything, we smart tremendously, nothing can help. We see what happened last summer, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu don't want to do this to us. He only want to show to us when we bring the Kedusha in our life, no one can stay against us. I told you many times, this terrorist, after 10 years in the jail, day after he get his freedom, he give interview in the newspaper, and he say, I stay over 10 years, and I believe I go to die in the jail. In my position, my people cannot take me out, I give up. Until one day, I see the soldier who watch me. Eat pita. I say to him, why you eat pita? Why you eat bread? It's Pesach. It's chametz. And he say to me, come on, give me bread. This is old fashioned. It's not belong to me. I go back to my room. I say, if this is what he say, I go out from this place. And he says, this was my motivation not to give up. And today, we know this clearly. We know this clearly, what motivates him. If we feel the new Hitler, what we have now, the president of Iran, is stupid man, he is not stupid. He's very smart. He not care, and he not account anyone. Because he know the other option, what going to happen to him is chair beside God. Is much better. And he really want to do what he do. He will not do this. Bezrat Hashem. But we understand today, look what Iraq make to America, Irachem Hashem. Day after day, how many soldiers die? The strong America don't know what to do. To leave Iraq is bad. To stay is worse. Unbelievable. All over the world. Because Baruch Hu showed to us, my children, show you real Gvura. No one can start with you. No one can attack you. This is what we need to take with us. We need to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut. We need to appreciate the miracles what HaKadosh Baruch Hu make to us. This is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, black and white. But in the same times, it's so interesting. In Sfirat HaOmer, every day, when you watch in the Siddur, you see also small letters. What small word? What word? From Anna Bekoach and Lamnatzeach bin Ginot. You have 49 words, and we take every day word from Anna Bekoach, word from Lamnatzeach bin Ginot Mizmor Shir. The two words would come together in ABER tomorrow night in Sfirat HaOmer. You know what? Ismechu veshamrem. Ismechu? Yes, no question. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to save this special gift. If you know to save this special gift, we will zoche to what the Pasuk say, Moade Hashem, asher tikreu otam mikraei kodesh. Moade Hashem, what we will make them, Mikraei Kodesh. What we will put Gdusha in these days, Eleh Mu'adai. I will save these days for good and forever. שיהיה יום העצמאות שמח, בברכה ובשמחה ובגאולה שלמה.